conference is being recorded.
There we go. There we go.
Okay.
Still here.
Okay.
Yay. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, sorry I didn't set that up sooner. I'll try to get on top of that next time.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so we're talking about before or after she gets back, and the thing is she gets back on the 14th, right?
Yes.
And Ascot's is the 25th, so that doesn't leave much time to do a get the presentation together, and so depending on what we figure out later, I would think that, waiting until the 16th might be too late, too.
I agree. Yep. And actually, the weeks of the 14th and the 21st of June, I have a summer program, so I really cannot do anything those 2 weeks.
Okay.
If we do it, 2 weeks from now or something? Does that work?
May 26th, May 25th?
Alejandra, when do you leave again?
May 25th is Memorial
27th,
Day.
27th, I leave. The 25th is Memorial Day.
Right.
So we either meet again the 22nd or the 26th.
I'm out of town on the 22nd. I'm at an all-day workshop on the 22nd.
Okay.
I'll be driving to Virginia on the 26th, but if we did the call earlier, in the day, then I could, if we did it before 12, then I could be on the call, because I don't need to live to come back here until, noon.
So I probably can't, that day on the 26th, I can do it, after 11 Eastern.
I'm open.
So that's 10 Central, and do we have Mountain and Pacific people?
Yeah, I'm Mountain.
So that would be 9 Mountain, is that right?
Yeah, that's fine. So 9 a.m. Mountain on the 26th, is that what we're saying?
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Is 11 Eastern okay with you?
11 Eastern? Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry, I can't do it sooner than that.
That's fine. I mean, I don't have to leave till 12 or 12:30. I just would like to be back up in Virginia before it's pitch dark. So that's fine.
Okay.
I can call and then drive.
Okay, so 11 Eastern on Tuesday, May 26th.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, well, we did that fast.
So maybe we should also think about what we want to have done between now and then.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe a very good first draft of the entire Ascot's presentation, and then just do the final tweaks during that call.
Sounds good. Alejandra, is that feasible?
Yes. There's lots of things to do before I leave, but I'd rather do that than come back and panic that we don't have things. So, yes, I should be able to have something or share something. I guess, can we talk about what is it that we are going to do? It's a poster session, so what would we need to get ready for the call?
Well, maybe so in terms of the poster, I'm visualizing we've got one of those three-panel freestanding kind of things that can accommodate, a dozen sheets of typing paper, whatever we put on them, the equivalent of that. So it's what would go on the poster physically, and then what are we going to do that's interactive with the people that are within our range?
I see. So can I be in charge of the activity, interactive activity?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's okay with me.
Sure.
Okay. So I'll work on that and propose that and maybe send it by Friday the 22nd so we can tweak it, whatever. Is that your vision, Larry, that we share it before we...
That would be ideal if we had a few days to look at the first draft of something and then we could just have a common starting point to start discussing from, yeah.
Okay, good.
I can probably find out from Jackie just how large I mean, I did that once before, and I did do it like those little separate pieces of paper, but I'm one, because we have the, which you all probably have too, but we have the facility here where you can create a poster in PowerPoint, and then you can go have it printed and blown up.
Oh, I know.
Oh, well, that's even better if you can do that.
And so then it's just a rolled piece of paper.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I always wonder how people do that.
Are you flying or driving?
I've done the old fashioned.
I'm driving.
Okay, yeah, because I'm driving too. Because I was going to say I could do it here if you were flying, but if you're driving, then.
I mean, I'm just suggesting that might be a way to do it, and then it's kind of easy. Well, I don't know how easy it is because I've actually never done one, but I've seen one and I have a couple of examples.
It's really easy. You create the PowerPoint slides, and then there's an intermediate step of somehow you get all of those like 12 slides onto one slide.
Oh, okay.
And then you submit that one slide to your printing person, and then they print it.
I have a template that I use that I can send to whoever's going to be responsible for the master file. It's got like the dimensions and everything all set up. I got it off the web at some point, so I can certainly email that.
So that's all of us. I think it'll be fun to have that.
Okay. Yeah. So you're talking about you got it from us, Scott, say?
Me?
Oh, yeah.
I got it from, I needed to do a poster for the joint math meetings for the MAA, NSS, DUE joint session, and so I wanted to have a professionally printed poster, and so whoever's going to print this, we need to figure out how much it's going to cost, because like Kinko's charges $100 to print these things.
Here it's free.
No, and at Oklahoma, the Oklahoma printers charge like 70 or 80.
Yeah, no, there's not. It's really minimal. And Lee, I'm not trying to get out of it, but you sound like you know more about it than I do.
Yeah, I can. I can do it. I'm pretty sure here it's free, or at least for graduate students, it was free. So
wow.
I could always have somebody else who's a full-time graduate student go bug the crap out of.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else, but I'm pretty sure that our printer does it free if it is a research related, tech related thing.
I think here at Ball State it's like $15 or something. So
okay, well I'll verify it's free. But I don't.
If it's not free, I wouldn't be surprised if Cause had funds for something that small.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever, Lee, you just let us know if there is a charge, and we'll figure out how to get
okay.
you the money.
Yeah, I can do that, because I'll be here the entire month of June. Well, I mean, most of June before Escott, so it's not a problem. I'll
okay.
also find out what date they need it by to print.
Okay. All right, so let's talk now, I think, about what needs to go on there, because Lee's got to have some idea of the slides she's going to build, right, Lee?
right, yeah.
So...
A photo of a confident teacher.
Oh, I could have taken some photos. You could have asked permission to take some photos.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that involves a...
So, Larry, does that
form.
Mean that
yeah,
you have a picture?
Yeah.
We don't need more paperwork we have to do right now.
Yeah, are you volunteering to be the confident?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Are you the confident teacher?
Oh, Actually, Alejandra has been published in the MSTAT News. We should use her photo.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's right.
Well, wait, wasn't there a picture of Felicity? Was she teaching?
Oh, there's like an advertisement
right.
for her company, and they
right.
use her as the
yeah,
model.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, yeah. Was she teaching, or what was she doing?
She was like sitting at a desk, you know,
oh, yeah, no,
consulting or something, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get the photo. Let's look at, okay. So we need some sort of introduction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we
Is there any way we could start from your slides from the thing from last year?
Oh,
just an idea.
No. Oh, yeah, that kind of organizes our research question or who we are.
Well, I think, yeah. Okay, hold on a second. Let me find them, and I can send them to everyone as soon as I find them. Hold on.
Okay.
JSM presentations. There we go. Okay. Sorry, I searched through folders first on my desktop because I can't find anything when I'm trying to attach. All right. Now I got to find your emails. There we go. Attach. Browse. Okay. So we'll work from these. And I think these are, this was in the folder with everybody else's presentation. So these are the, since they're with everybody else's, I'm assuming that these are the ones that I actually used in the presentation.
Okay, that sounds good.
Now, I have a question. Do we one in the poster story of our work? By story, I mean, you know, how we developed, how we were created, how we have worked together, how and this is how far we've gotten. Or do we want the poster to be focused on the study itself?
I'd say more the latter, because the trajectory of the process is probably better to do just by talking with them live.
Uh-huh, and I think that's what we did last time at SM, right? Or the big chunk was how we have worked, and no, I guess that was my talk, so that's why I'm a little...
Right,
yeah,
right. You were kind of the end person, remember?
That's
Alejandra and you.
Right, your designated role was to talk about the process.
That's right. I'm confused.
But now we have more results to share, so, you know.
That's right. And so if we focus on the research itself, then we should focus on the three things that we've been working on, right? The literature review, then the... what's the other? Oh, the state standards study
right.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the survey. And do you want me to do, what do you want me to do with this data? I'm afraid you're going to tell me to tabulate it. And right? But, I mean, do we want to put in their results and stuff? What should I do with it?
Ah, good question.
So, I mean, it needs to get analyzed, right? But the only reason that would be Alejandra doing that is because she has it, right?
Right.
Otherwise, it could be any of us.
Right. I can create the spreadsheet with their responses.
Do you really have time to do that?
Yeah, it's not. It's just two sheets.
Okay.
So
it seems
and then,
like if we have the spreadsheet, then different people can look at it and think about different kinds of analyses that would make sense, right?
Right. Now, I was thinking, is there anything in particular that we were looking for the pilot besides their confidence level? I mean...
Like we weren't assessing like their knowledge of the GAIS guidelines or anything, right?
No, it's just the what I gave them is just the the two sheets, whatever the.
To self-efficacy.
Items. And it's more or less split like level A for the first 13 items and level B for the other one. So that I guess that's one type of analysis that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Compare how confident are they teaching at level A and teaching at level B. How many
actually, you'll be a cool graphic at the very top of the whole poster running across the whole top is like a picture of a big long confidence interval that the title is superimposed over somehow.
Aha.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a grayscale thing in the background of the whole thing where, those canonical textbook pictures where they show like 20 confidence intervals and they show, look, 19 out of 20 of them contain the parameter, so this is illustrating the idea of a 95% confidence interval.
Ha-ha.
I don't know, I'm just getting carried away, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's a nice connection with the content.
Yeah.
Now, do we want to put on the poster the GAIS guidelines that we drew from to make our survey so they can really see the explicit connection?
Right, and I think that will help with the activity that I have in mind.
Oh, good, cool.
Which is linking, you know, the item with the gaze and then the content question.
And do we want some kind of, I mean, I'd have to provide this to Lee, some kind of, you know, like table of how it turned out for the states? And
yeah.
Which ones are really addressed by the states? I mean, I'm not quite sure how to do it yet because I have to go back and visit that data, but it seems to me like we'd want something, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we should have a summary of the data.
You guys had grouped them into three groups, if I remember correctly. So I don't remember. I think it was doesn't mention at all, mentioned somewhat, mentioned very specifically or something.
So I might try to get together with Felicity between when we are going to have this done and we can kind of put our heads together because we worked on it the most on what might be relevant. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think the more that it helps to explain the results of the survey, or not to explain, but the more we can relate the two things, it will be better so that it doesn't look like a disconnection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we did this analysis for a reason, and this is the way we learned about them so that, you know, we created this instrument so that we can say this about the teachers, something like that.
So maybe abstracts. Are we talking about the U.S. COTS or US COTS or whatever it is? Are we talking about that? Are we just talking generally about the data, or are we talking about how to use the data for the poster?
How to use the data for the poster, I think.
Okay, so the abstract for the poster says, this interactive poster will engage attendees in a dialogue about the linkages between, one, expectations for student learning from the pre-K-12 GAZE guidelines, two, self-efficacy measures, and three, related content validity items. So the poster has to have those three aspects to it, right?
Right.
So having something about the GAZE guidelines, so I agree Rebecca and Felicity should figure out how to, like, what is the most relevant from that.
Okay.
And then as I'm listening to you guys, it seems to me that do we want to make the instrument available in its entirety? Like, not, it would take up the whole poster, so I don't mean that, but like as a handout, is that something that we're planning to do?
I'd advise against it just because, I mean, it's not yet fully, we haven't finished our research and it's not in a published article yet, and you know, it once it's out there, people might start using it, and I mean, I think as what's appropriate would be like selected or representative items from it, but not give the whole thing as a whole. What do you think, Randy?
Really, only room for one.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I was actually thinking about how the University of Michigan handled their teacher knowledge problems, and actually, when they wrote up their results, I think it was in JRME, they gave sample items, and they happened to be sample items that actually didn't test out that well psychometrically, but they still gave an idea of what they were after. So, yeah, I think that would be a good idea to just give a few representative items or a few sample items.
So the poster should have that on it, right?
Yeah.
Do we want to pick those items and then present the tallies from those items?
Uh-huh, because what I'm thinking on the interactive activity is precisely that, picking one or two of the items, then showing them what content items will match for the content validity part that we haven't done yet, and linking to the gaze. And so I'm thinking a representative sample, two or three at most, and people will do this matching thing. That's the interactive part. So we're going to explain what this is about and say, okay, now, if you would have to do this, how would you match all these three things? And so I think the ones we pick, are you saying that are those the ones that are going to go up in the poster, or they can be different, or do we want them to be the same?
They could be the same.
they could be the same. Okay, so we would need to coordinate that.
Yeah, I'm looking here at the work that Felicity and I did on the standards and that we ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 states which had teacher standards where we matched them to the GAES thing, you know, level A, level B, and there's not a single state. Well, I take that back. Indiana and Minnesota and Texas come the closest to hitting all 10, A1 through A5 and B1 through B6. Sorry, there are 11. But there are lots of blanks going across these 12 states. I don't know if we want to make sure the things that we pick from the GAES also had states with teacher standards that went with them.
That's a good idea. And because I think we ended up doing, after results of that, is to add the level A to compensate for such a low, right? Low alignment with the...
So I'm not sure. I can't remember if I've ever sent this spreadsheet to anybody but Felicity. So maybe I need to.
Yeah, why don't you? I don't think I...
Okay. Because at least you, Felicity, would need it for sure. I mean, Alejandra would need it for sure to be able to see where things line up.
Right. I have a feeling for what they are, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be nice to corroborate with that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to send this to everybody right now. Okay, so where are we at? TJ, you were keeping us on track on what we want to have on the poster.
So the third thing, it says that we're going to engage attendees in a dialogue about the linkages between expectations for student learning from the GAES guidelines, self-efficacy measures, and Alejandro's got ideas for the activity. And then the third thing was related content validity items.
Yeah, that's me too.
Okay. And then it says attendees will be encouraged to rate the agreement of the three items and results will be posted as they are collected. That's what we said.
Right.
So am I understanding correctly that Alejandra is putting things together but Lee is going to turn it into a poster?
Well,
no, Alejandra is doing the activity.
Right. I'm doing like the stuff that I'm going to give the people comers and say, okay, let's do this exercise thing and blah, blah. And so I'm going to have, like, not handouts, but things that they can write on.
Shouldn't this stuff align with what's on the poster?
It will be ideally if it's aligned with what we have in the poster, but it doesn't have to. In the poster, it can be the big idea, the big elements that help us talk about it and then say, okay, so now let's do this exercise with you guys.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Lee's being very quiet.
Well, so I'm not sure.
I want to hear what she wants.
So I am clear on my activity. I can't articulate it very well, but when you see it, you'll see what I have in mind. Now, I don't know if that is, it transfers into a poster. I'm envisioning the poster, it will have, like, more theory,
more background.
More background, yeah. And more information, like, you know, the results on the state standards and, like, the results on the survey, right? Is that going to go in there, too? From the pilot?
Can I tell you what I sort of imagine?
Okay.
Sure.
Yes.
I think you have to if you're going to.
All right. So we mentioned this whole should we tell our story thing, and you guys said no. But I think that the way to tie this in is to actually sort of do that. Like, have some sort of timeline and say, okay, so we have, you know, number, or have a timeline and show, like, lit review, state standard analysis, instrument development, pilot study, results of pilot study, and content and related content things, and have kind of like this little, you know, have you guys ever watched like Without a Trace, and they have that timeline where they have the spikes going off?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm trying to. I don't know if that's a good visual for everyone because I don't think everyone watches that show, but so it's this. They draw a line, and then they have a spike that would come off, and that would be like the first thing, and then there's a spike that comes off, and maybe it goes below, and it's the last thing that happened, and so it's. I don't know. It's just visual. I can't really.
Yeah. No, I've got an idea. I haven't ever seen it, but I've got an idea. I think
okay.
It's doing fine.
So what we would do is then sort of have underneath or above where the spikes are, and maybe this is actually a really bad idea for a poster because it's not linear, but maybe what we could do is something that has the spike that goes to that sort of that section. So, like, you know, have a section that talks about the results of the literature review. Give a couple, give the really important citations, like the ones we stuck in the abstract last week, about the specific teacher efficacy research. And then have, like, when we have the spike to the state standards, we'd have a box and it went around. And so I guess this is actually not going to look at all like TJ's template. But
that was that was normal.
Well,
no, because it's got the dimensions in it, right?
So let me, all right, so I'm going to sketch something here. I have a tablet computer, and so I'm going to sketch something like,
fancy.
And, this is not at all, and maybe we need to do this, like, not in a horizontal way I'm drawing it, but, you know, oops, okay, so first we look at gaze, and then, so a section and then a box with here, which would be state standards, and then instrument development. And this is really sloppy, but pilot, and then sort of results and plant. Okay, so let me save this, and maybe y'all can actually help me. I'm not really good as with this creative part. But this, I don't know, this is kind of what I thought would be the easiest way to tie it all together and sort of have some flow. Of course, I need to pick recipients. all right. Kristen?
Should we have the theme from Stats Trek? I mean, Star Trek, like, playing in the background. People.
Okay, it's coming back as a reply to the spreadsheet email.
You're
so
in charge of that, Larry. Just bring it.
Or are we supposed to dress up in costume?
Aha!
Okay, so let me know when y'all got that.
Episode it, then.
So I sent it. I don't know how slow mail is today.
I've got it. I'm getting it opened.
Okay.
I got it.
We could each wear like a little Star Trek pin, you know, that little chevron-shaped thing on a shirt. Okay, I'm getting carried away again.
I think something that would be nice, if and it wouldn't take too long, that adds color is, and I think would emphasize the team that we have. This is going to sound stupid, but logos from each of the schools.
Hmm.
Oh.
It's something that I learned from.
I thought you were going to say, you know, like brown, light brown.
Emphasizes. I learned this with the NSF. One of my friends always puts the NSF logo and the institution logos, And it just, it adds color and it emphasizes that this is not just isolated work.
Uh-huh. One of the groups did that at JSN, if I remember right. Didn't they?
Yeah, I think maybe you're right. Really, like, it takes
all wasn't
of
ours,
time
but someone
to add
did.
Color.
Yeah.
Right, like designing your own images takes time.
Yeah.
Right, that we don't have. But this just adds color easily. Anyway, just a thought.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and that would be good, actually, if we do include NSF, right, because CAUSE is NSF-sponsored, and so...
Okay, I see your picture.
Okay, so well, I can't draw, but it gives you an idea and of what I had kind of thought, not that I know how to really implement this, but...
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking maybe, though, we'd want to do CAUSE rather than NSF.
I like the CAUSE idea. So
because, I mean, they're really who sponsored us. I mean, they got the
right.
NSF stuff, and then they decided we should be part of it.
So I think at the very top should be, we'll need the title of the poster that comes from the abstract, and then our names. And then I don't know if you want to put these institution logos on. I don't really care one way or the other, but it does add color. And then, so Lee, what's the best way to get this work done that you're thinking? Like, I can't draw.
Okay. Yeah. I can't draw either, but PowerPoint has the, you know, you put text boxes, so you're not, and you use the snap lines, so you're not really drawing. So, that's what I was thinking I can do, because I'm not drawing anything by hand either. I mean, you can tell I can't draw. So I can do, like, you know, those snap lines and text boxes kind of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, those aren't hard to do,
yeah,
right?
No, right, no, not at all.
In fact.
And is there a meaning, the ones that go on top and the ones that go on the bottom?
I was just alternating.
Uh-huh, okay.
Just kind of where they fit, too, in order to be able to get them in there.
Right, yeah, once we know, well, that's going to be the thing. We'll have to figure out what we want to say for each thing. And then that'll determine where they go.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe
mm-hmm.
where we need to chop off some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is cool. This works good. I'm doing it with on another page from.
So for the pilot guys, I just tabulate the level of that's all, right? For now.
I think so. I think that's really all we have. Well, you might want to say, didn't we collect data on demographics? I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to admit, not everybody was very good at answering those, but I have demographics.
Well, that seems important, right, to describe the participants.
I couldn't hear you.
I think that sounds important, is to describe the participants.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
haven't made any inferences or anything yet, right?
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Go ahead, Larry.
Oh, sorry. Randy, do you remember what day and time the all the clusters are supposed to meet at USCOTS? Like the graduation ceremony and all that?
Yeah, not right offhand. I can look through my email and see if I can find it, though.
I think it's, I'm remembering it's Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Saturday.
Is there like
afternoon.
A regular CAUSE meeting and then there's a meeting? Or?
Yeah, some kind of, it's in the evening, I was thinking, late afternoon
Saturday?
Evening. I'm thinking so. Where do I have? Okay, we probably need to be figuring out who's doing what on this. I mean, I like Lee's idea. Everybody else okay with it?
Yeah, I think it's cool. Okay, I am doing...
You're doing the tabulation of the data and the activity. Don't volunteer for anything else.
Exactly.
Okay?
That's what I'm doing.
Can we look at the spots in Lee's image?
Uh-huh.
It seems like we can each take some of these, right?
Right.
So, the gaze spot is Rebecca and Felicity, right? Because you guys spent the most time with those.
Right.
And then it seems like the literature part is Lee, is me, and then Lee as well, because she's been inside the literature more recently than I have. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
Okay, so it's gaze and state standards that it's Rebecca and Felicity.
Right, right.
It was the whole thing together.
That's those two things, yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then...
The pilot stuff is... that's just a report from what Alejandra's doing anyway, right?
Right, yeah. That goes... That's the tabulation part, yeah, so...
Right, and... What's the at the bottom there? INSDER.
Results and plan. Oh, instrument development.
Oh, instrument development. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that you and me too, Lee?
Yeah, we can do that.
I'm not volunteering us. I'm asking if.
No. Well, I just want
a little bit of.
It's us because. Yeah, it's us.
You're the one who took that class, and we've got
the. It's us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the pilot and the results and plans, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I think the pilot is maybe Alejandra in that we can maybe build that after she's done the other things, and then the results
right.
and plans are something we're going to have to do on that day that we're going
to
be talking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm envisioning there the next thing, which will be the reliability and validity things.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how are we doing this? Are we each, is each, like, group putting together PowerPoint slides that then we...
Don't put anything in PowerPoint. It's easier if you guys just send me typed word in a text file.
Okay.
I mean, in a Word file, and I can cut and paste it into PowerPoint.
Okay.
Because it's...
That way all the formatting looks the same, right?
Right, yeah.
Style
yeah.
and...
Well, that's why I was asking what,
yeah.
we're, what we should be doing.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, real quick, though, so we figured out what we're doing for that, but the thing that's due Monday.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, well, yeah.
did you guys look at
I've got
what
your,
I sent?
Yeah, I've got your literature review up here, and it looks fabulous. And... So what your suggestion was is that we include a methods.
Right.
And then we say we're
Right. We really just do the methods section, and, you know, there'll be like a paragraph of what we've done and what we plan to do, I guess. And we don't really have a results section until after the tabulation stuff, so.
Right.
Right.
But they just want proof of a paper in progress, right?
Right.
It doesn't need
and your papers, I think, are only allowed to be 5 pages anyway for the whole panel.
Yeah.
So when we're done chopping this down, you know, we'll be whatever. I don't know. Okay, so include method section. Okay, so then that just means who's going to write the method section, I guess, then.
Right.
Well, all right, so we've got 10 minutes. Can we at least outline what the method section is?
Good plan.
Sure.
And I'll work on putting it in while you guys talk, if you want me to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that okay, Lee?
Yeah.
Okay,
good.
So what needs to go into the method section?
We need to say something about the instrument development process, I guess, right?
And we have that. We already have that, don't we, somewhere?
Typed?
I'm sure that you sent us something. I'm looking. You guys keep talking. I'm looking.
Oh, I have an. Well, I have the outline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't we just outline in the sentences?
Yeah.
Well, but it doesn't say what we did with the gaze standards.
Okay.
So what I think we should say is that, I don't think we need to go into the whole thing. I think we should just say something along the lines of, number one, we looked at the gaze guidelines and used gaze guidelines as our representative behaviors that we wanted to model.
Oh, great, yes. I was looking for the link between... That's exactly what we did. We said, number one, we need to identify... What was it, Lee, again?
Representative behaviors.
Behaviors. And so we said, how do we do that? Our best guide is gaze.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, well, this is what our field says it should be taught, but let's see if it's really taught, or let's see if it matches with the expectations of the standards.
Well, Lee, did you have more? You had number one.
Oh, okay. So number one is use gaze to look at representative behaviors. The second thing would be we compared the gaze guidelines to state student and teacher standards to see what is actually in practice. And I'd say the third thing is that we wrote items using language that mixed the gaze guidelines and the wording in the state standards.
Parallel or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so those are the three steps we really did it, and then say, okay, so with the focus being solely on the wording of the items, the instrument in progress was given to 12 in service teachers.
Pre-service.
No, the ones last fall that I did.
Oh, okay.
The ones he
did.
Right.
Yeah.
The 12 in service teachers. To verify the language was appropriate. I don't know, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then say revisions to the item wording were made based on researchers' input as well as input of those in-service teachers. And then say something along the lines of the completed instrument along with content validation items was given to...
No content.
No. Oh, you didn't give the content stuff to them. No, okay.
Just the revised...
Okay, so the revised items...
Mm-hmm. Were given to a second pilot? I don't know how you want to call it, but... This time for in-service teachers. I'm sorry, pre-teachers.
Right.
And a larger number? How many did you do? 12?
I did 12.
Okay, I have 19.
Okay, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So 19 pre-service teachers at, I don't know how you want to describe your university.
at a major Southwestern school.
Something like that.
Four-year university. And
I do want to say that they're all middle school, though.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school. Because mine were a mix of middle school and elementary.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should put that in there.
Uh-huh.
And then something along the lines of, well, I have a quick question. Did you give them just our instrument, or did they also have, like, the SATs or something else?
The what?
Did Was it just our instrument that they filled out, or was it their? Did they get like some of their self-efficacy to learn statistics or their attitude towards
ours.
It was just us?
Yeah,
just ours. Okay. Okay, so say we plan to use descriptive statistics based on demographic or summarized by demographic information to, I don't know, what the heck do we plan on doing with it?
to conjecture and, or, no. I wanted to say, like, this will give us a sense of what we're going to get when we do the bigger study. You know, to formulate conjectures about their level of competency and, I don't know. But then the next thing we want to do is, the focus is going to be reliability and validity, right?
Right, yeah. And so they... Yeah, so I guess the next line after saying whatever we're going to do with the descriptive statistics, or we can just say we're going to look at descriptive statistics and see if there's a difference in the groups. I don't know. Well, I guess you can't really say that. We only have 19. I guess we're just going to... I don't know. I guess come back to that sentence. But then, yeah, the last sentence should be along the lines of, you know, future plans involve... giving the instrument or using the instrument on a larger scale possibly along with other instruments for reliability and validity for the evaluation of reliability and validity.
What was the word before reliability and validity?
Evaluation of reliability and validity.
Okay. We certainly got a little bit of a start here, is what I'd say. Can I go back up and ask a question? One was look at the GAYS guidelines and use them as our representative behaviors.
Yes.
Two was we compared them to the state student and teacher standards to see what was actually in practice.
Yeah, I want to change that word. Practice, okay. We don't mean teaching practice, right?
Right.
We mean I want to say more like alignment of the of GAYS with the
That's a good word. See if the state standards of for teachers and students were aligned with the GAYS guidelines.
Right, because the schools go by state standards and not by GAYS.
Mm-hmm.
And in some states are better at actually putting that into practice than others, but at least that's the guide.
So there's a subtitle. Do the state's ways match the GAYS?
Okay, so now here's my question. What was number three? For some reason, I have a big blank. Is number three this whole thing?
What did you write as number four?
Well, after number three, I started with the focus being solely on the wording, the instrument, and progress. Was
oh, that's the first pilot. That's the pilot to
take care
of the length.
So number three was that using a language that blended the state guidelines and the GAYS guidelines, the items were constructed.
The self-efficacy items were.
Self-efficacy items were constructed.
Mm-hmm.
Painstakingly.
the self-efficacy, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I've got enough to...
Do we want to get into the way we had to modify some of the items, because even though we took language from the GAYS guidelines, it wasn't always clear to the teachers what phrases meant?
Right. Well, I think we have that. After I said we gave it to the in-service teachers, that I think somewhere it said the items were revised. Is that in there, Rebecca?
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Revisions to the item wording were completed based on researchers' input as well as remarks from these teachers is what I have.
Okay. I guess I was just thinking if we're going to have a representative item or two, one of them could be an example where we had to revise it so they could see that we could demonstrate that process.
Okay.
I want to suggest that if some of us can stay on, we can finish, we could finish this, and then it would be done. And I realize that maybe not everybody can stay, but what do you guys think? Should we just...
Well, actually, I've got a meeting right now, so...
Okay. Well, I didn't mean everybody. It's just,
yeah.
I mean, the thing is due Monday, right? So it's either we finish it now or somebody has to finish it later. And...
Well, here's my idea. That... Really, I like Larry's idea, but it's going to take a little bit of thought and getting things out and all of that. And I think we've got enough that I've got stuff I can put in there, this that we just did right here. And with Lee's lit review, that shows we're making progress. I don't know about you guys, but this isn't anything. And what's more, you maybe didn't read down through the whole thing. I've got an email to them. We don't have anybody send it to. The it says send it to your chair, and our chair is to be determined.
Oh, I noticed that it says the chair below, and it's like I was looking for the name below in the
right.
Resume.
So I've sent email and said, well, very fine, I'd like to do this on Monday, but who do you want me to send it to? So, I mean, I think we're going to have enough. It's what they want to know is, have you really done something?
Right. Oh, yeah, it'll be fine for that purpose.
Right,
yeah.
It says proof of paper could be draft manuscript or extended abstract. I would say we definitely have an extended abstract.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So why don't we go with that? I mean, not that I don't want to stay yet today, but if we can't all be in on this, I like Larry's idea that we put it in a specific example, but I think that's going to take longer.
Okay, I think we're done?
Yeah.
The example was about for USCOTS.
Oh.
For the poster.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, not for JSM.
Okay, all right, good deal. Okay.
So, Rebecca, so you'll...
Okay. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
So you'll polish those sentences and then send it to the rest of us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, I will. I'll try to make it into something that... I mean, right now it's a little cryptic, but I think... And then we can add to it. Because if we don't get it to them... I mean, I'm assuming I might not hear from anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, until Monday on who... Because right now I don't have anybody to send it to, so...
Yeah. So blame them. If it's late, it's because we didn't know where it was going.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
And I think we want to end with results, pilots. What is it? Will be reported later or whatever.
Oh, uh-huh, at the bottom. Yeah,
right.
Well, once I send it around, if I've left something out, y'all can tell me.
Okay.
All right? Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You okay, DJ?
Sorry?
You okay with this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we kind of have our marching orders, and I think, if we get something completed, we should send it out to everybody and say, here's what we're thinking about. Is this good or bad?
Okay.
So that we don't have quite so much to do on that, on the 26th.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Oh, we'll see. We'll
yeah.
see how it goes for me.
Yeah, right, Alejandra. Yeah, but I want you to concentrate on the activity big time, okay? And if you don't have somebody that can do the data, if you wanted to mail it to me, I could probably get a graduate student to do it.
Oh, I see. It's just that there are a bunch of them. And
mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe to have my someone to do it for me for free.
Good. Good, good, good. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want you to feel like you're having to do that. It's, I mean, that's kind of...
It shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Way to go.
Good show. And Lee, like I said earlier, you're my hero.
Yes.
I'm so glad you did that. For your class, and we can use it.
Yeah. Well, that was the whole point of doing it for the class, was so that it had, you know, trying to do the project for the class so that I wasn't writing two different lit reviews last fall.
Yeah, right. So. Right.
Yeah.
Super.
Hey, TJ, can you stay on for 2 seconds to talk?
Okay. All right, y'all. Well, and I think we all know what we're supposed to do, but we also need somebody to agree to be the minute taker next time.
Oh, that's right.
Because Lee doesn't want to, so.
But she can't.
Yeah. TJ, would you be willing?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
About Lee doesn't want to be the note taker.
Oh, yeah, I've already volunteered.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great.
Didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I just didn't know it. Okay.
Yeah, no. Just because I asked Lee if she wanted me to, because we know I'm not a good note taker, but like, I'm the most obvious person to do it. So. Yeah.
Well, hey, I think we can do just major ideas too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good to talk to you all, and we're going to be talking here shortly. So. Good luck on your task.
Thanks. You
okay.
Too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Please let me unrecord this first. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I wonder how I do that. I think I just do the same thing that I did to start recording.
I don't know. You just want me to call
inverse
yourself up?
Inverse
process.
Huh? Do the inverse process.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, is whether I should just do that. All right, let me try it. Hang on.
Thank you. Please stand by.